The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Next month, Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Canadian Ambassador Dennis King are set to pay tribute to a little-known migration of over 2,000 Irish people who left from the port of Cove and went to Canada back in 1825 in what is known as the Peter Robinson Experiment. Joining me now to talk about this experiment was, the underappreciated chapter of Irish emigration, is Development Manager with Ballyhoura Development CLG, Amanda Slattery. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I find this story fascinating, that there was such a significant migration before the famine.
It is a fascinating story, and one that we rediscovered, I suppose, probably a decade ago at this point. But we were working with communities in the Ballyhoura region on a heritage programme at the time, and it was a local volunteer that brought this to our attention. That man was an O'Brien and had been reached out to by Canadians who said they were connected through the scheme. So when we started to research into that emigration and started looking through the ship lists, of which there was a lot of detail on the families that would have left, it kind of opened our minds to the potential of the connection between our region and Canada. So Peter Robinson, Pat, was instructed by English magistrate at the time to settle the uncultivated areas of Upper Canada. And they particularly targeted North Cork for a number of reasons. They did class it, in inverted commas, as a disturbed barony. And he undertook a recruitment campaign in 1823. He started from Fermoy. He created a memorandum. It went throughout all of the market towns locally, in Mitchelstown and Donnerail and Charleville and Mallow, and recruited for the first voyage in 1823.
So this was going to be subsidised. I mean, the people were dirt poor, so they had no money. So they were going to be paid, their passage paid, to go to Canada. And on arrival there, what would they get?
So on arrival, they stood to gain up to 70 acres of land. They were fully assisted, as you said, so passage paid. And they were for up to 18 months supplied with rations and tools in which to create their homesteads. So the voyage took maybe 6 weeks. And that was a fairly arduous voyage across the Atlantic. But the hard work commenced upon landing, because ultimately it nearly took them 6 months until they got to the point of which their lots were assigned to them. And it would have been heavily forested as well, Pat. You know, what I was told, I'm only back from Canada. I took part in the bicentennial events over there last week. And what I was told was the 2,000 that arrived in 1825 into what we now know today as Peterborough, there was an indigenous population of only 500 people. So you can imagine it was very much virgin territory.
So 500 people are there already. Then an influx of some 2,000 Irish people came upon this town, which is now known as Peterborough. I presume that's named after Peter Robinson, is it? Peterborough?
There is a bit of dispute, but I think we can land on the fact that it was later known as Peterborough because of him. At the time, it was known as Scots Plains. And these families actually went on to sort of found the communities that we now know today in Peterborough County as Douro, Asphodel, Young's Point. So whilst there, I really realised the impact of the Irish, the churches they built, the farms they went on to create, and the legacy in the descendants of hundreds of thousands of people that are now all over the world connected to this intrepid group of 2,500. It's quite a phenomenal story.
Now, it's 200 years, so I suppose the genetic heritage would be a bit diluted in that time. But when you went over there to Peterborough, I mean, could you see people that reminded you of the people of Cork?
100%. 100%. We were brought around a farm in Douro by a wonderful chap called Patrick Leahy. And it's even interesting that we would say Leahy, but still the Leahy. And they would have originally been from Ballyhooly. So there's still this little twang. There's still that same affection. There's still that same characteristics. It's very interesting. And we were brought to a cemetery in Douro. And what really struck me was just headstone after headstone, Irish name, Sullivan's, Leahy's, O'Brien's. And even in the church in Douro, again, created by the Irish families that settled there. 80% of the families that settled in Douro, for example, were from Mitchelstown and the hinterland. And even the baptismal font had been created by an O'Brien man. who we now link to Kilbenny, just beside Mitchestown. So it's quite, it was phenomenal.
And have you had, on the other hand, I suppose, people coming back from Canada who said, I believe that my people came from here, but I can't definitively prove it?
I have had connections with people for the last 10 years, and it has been a constant, even though my role within Ballyhara Development has changed. This connection, this story is still linked to me. So we, back in 2013, just after the gathering, and I see this as a legacy of the Fall to Ireland initiative, the gathering, but we created a Facebook group, and it was for descendants of the Peter Robinson settlers. So we have roughly about 1,800 descendants on our database right now that have just organically reached out over those years. And what we're doing in September, a little over a month from now, is the Ireland Canada homecoming. So all of those people that have reached out to us, we've invited them back as we are leading the Irish commemoration of this story. Yeah.
And that'll be happening in the week of 15th of September, which is a Monday, right through to the Sunday, the 21st. By the way, how dangerous was it out there? You say it was a forested area, so trees had to be cleared. But I mean, we're talking about creatures, wolves, I suppose. Or were we talking about any of the native population who would have been hostile to the idea of these immigrants coming in?
When I review the letters at the time from Peter Robinson and what he was reviewing of the Irish, when he was trying to recruit them to go, first question would be, will the wild bears eat us, right?
Yeah.
The second question was about the marauding Indians, right?
Yeah.
So fear of the Indians. And the third is, if we settle, can we bring our families? Can we bring more to us? Can others come? So we haven't even touched on that second wave and the second and third wave of migration, where when they got settled, other families come. But you can see it. You can clearly see it in the stories that are coming from descendants. But I found myself in Douro having a similar moment, in the sense that as we walked through Patrick Leahy's farm, he was talking about trying to track a cow that had got lost in the woods, and he saw a big bear print in the woods. And I found myself saying the same thing. Did the bear take down the cow? Is there bears around us right now? So yeah, you can imagine 200 years have passed, but you still have that fear. So they had a lot of fear, but they had no imagination or concept, Pat, as to what they were going to land into. What I will say, though, with the Indigenous population, having gone to a really wonderful seminar in Peterborough last week, the First Nations, the Indian people, the natives, actually supported those Irish pioneers to survive. Because they learned, the Irish had to learn the skill to try and navigate the waterways, how to build scaws, the curraghs, to try and get through these waterway systems, how to kill, how to hunt. And they also learned how to tap maple, to make maple syrup from the natives. So there's definitely a support that they have from those that were...
Amanda, isn't it worth reflecting when we talk about this commemoration 200 years on? These poor, benighted Irish people with no money, people of no means, who get a start in the new world, and they manage to make it there, in spite of their overwhelming number compared to the local 500 who lived in that town, and the welcome they got compared to the way we are treating some of the people who are desperate to find a living in Ireland. You know, it's worth thinking about.
It is. We were reflecting on that as well. I mean, I'm really struck by the fact that migration isn't the end of the story. It's the start of a new one. And how amazingly they were reflecting on that, and how they were celebrating that Irish impact in Canada. You know, 200 years of that story. Can you imagine 200 years from now, if we can reflect in the same positive light? There's a lot of angles to this story, I think. And certainly you can view it through historic lens as quite a positive. Yeah.
Amanda Slattery, thank you very much for joining us. Amanda is Development Manager with Ballyhara Development CLG. And that week is happening, as I said, beginning Monday, the 15th of September.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.